Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Tell me when to go. 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 Tell me when to go.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. The burst of the internet bubble left many empty office spaces in the Bay Area. Now the vacant warehouses of Oakland are serving as inspiration for what some say is the next big thing in hip-hop. It's called hyphy. Jeff Chang is author of Can't Stop, Won't Stop, A History of the Hip-Hop Generation, and he's visiting us to give us a first-hand account of the new boom in rap. Jeff, welcome back.
Thank you so much for having me.
So this is your home area there in the Bay Area.
Tell us
what hyphy is.
Hyphy is a movement coming out of artists like E-40, who we just heard there, Tell Me When to Go. Hit number 3, actually, this past week on Billboard, debuted at number 3. And this is sort of like crunk music from the South, but a lot faster. And it's built for dancing. It's built for partying. It's built for speed. It's just a lot of fun.
So is it all about the music, or is it about kind of lifestyle, kind of a cultural thing?
Yeah, I think that the Tell Me When to Go video really illustrates a lot about what it's about. It's really about getting folks together and gathering, and it's about the car culture. You know, it's about sideshows, which are illegal, but which are very, very popular still in the
A sideshow, what is that?
A sideshow is a situation where folks just gather together in intersections with their cars. They'll pull donuts, they'll be partying and doing that kind of stuff, and when the cops come, they'll tear off. And it's interesting because there's been a hysteria about sideshows in the Bay Area. You know, that there have been a couple of deaths from cars that have gone out of control and that kind of thing. But it comes out of the fact that there's nowhere for folks to gather publicly. And I think that that's what's led to the rise of sideshows. And in that situation, people still feel that they need to have fun and figure out a way to do it. And hyphy is that. It's so much full of energy.
All right. So how did hyphy start, and where's the name from?
I think hyphy kind of came out of the ashes of Bay Area hip hop during the mid '90s. You know, after Tupac died, a lot of wind was taken out of the sails, and you know, artists like E-40 is now pushing 40. He's got a son that's 17 years old, Drew B, who's actually one of the top producers in the hyphy movement. And he's got a nephew named Turf Talk. He's got all of these different people that have become a new generation of artists that are trying to express themselves. And so the music has changed. It's a lot more about the drums. It's a lot more about... it's less about the synthesizers and the textures, and it's just really about polyrhythmic, you know, kind of stuff. It's like the stuff that's coming out of Atlanta, the Snap stuff that's coming out of Atlanta, but it's faster.
All right, we can talk a little bit about Snap in a couple of minutes, but when did hyphy start, and who?
I'd say the main artists are people like Keek the Sneak, who really has been surfacing over the last 2-3 years. The Federation did a record called Hyphy, and have a new record called 18 Dummy out there that's doing the thing. Rick Rock, there's one of the main producers. EA Ski, who's another older guy that bridges like 2 generations of hip-hop in the Bay Area.
Well, now this song actually is called
Hyphy. Yeah, exactly. And Hyphy means basically hype plus fly. You know, it's basically, again, about looking good and getting amped.
All right. We're speaking with Jeff Chang, the author of Can't Stop, Won't Stop, A History of Hip-Hop. And this is the new sound of hip-hop, hyphy, from the Bay Area. Blame on the block, and don't be mad if your homies got shot. TJ, that you need in your life. I'm sick from the jaw, look at me on the mic. Crazy, gas break, dip on you, boy. And if you feel shit, you gonna smoke up your balls. Hanging out the sunroof, blowing the dope. The homie got the chop up under the peacoat. Go crazy, stupid, dumb, retarded. Northern California gonna shoot up a party. Left coast, west coast, same it at the chest coast. Ever since Pac, I forgot about the west coast. So this is from Federation, and this is the song Hyphy,
right?
Which is from 2004.
Yep.
Now, was the movement, I mean, did they name it with this song, or had it already been?
I think Keek the Sneak is really the one that came up with the name, probably around 2002, 2003. Mac Dre it was one of the main influences on the movement. He's an artist that came out of Vallejo along with E-40, and again, bridges two, three generations of Bay Area hip-hop.
So some of the older, more established guys who were really at the core of this,
it seems.
All right. Now, so Hyphy is sort of the next big thing, and you said was it E-40 has debuted at number three
on the Billboard charts.
So clearly this has become more than just a regional phenomenon.
I think so. I mean, hip-hop is something that goes through these swings. And right now, the swing has been towards the South and now the West.
Okay.
And it has to do with these scenes having an infrastructure, magazines to talk about the stuff, radio stations to talk about the stuff, and artists and club places to play the music at, and DJs that'll play that music. And so for that reason, I think it's been really interesting to see the rise of the South and the rise of the West, despite the fact that hip-hop is known to have been born in New York City.
Right.
And, you know, New York still controls a lot of the imagination of folks around the world in terms of when you mention the words hip-hop.
Right. So you mentioned Snap, which is kind of the latest thing. We had Crunk coming out of the South. Now we have Snap. What's the difference between Snap and Hyphy?
Snap is interesting because it comes from a club, strip club, you know, and car type of thing. It's a lot slower. It has to do with a real minimalist type of sound. Snap, it's basically just about, you know, a minimal melody and the barest whisper of a beat, you know, behind it. But songs like Laffy Taffy by D4L or Wait song by the Yin Yang Twins, you know, them Franchise Boys.
Whom we're hearing now.
Yeah, exactly. I Think They Like Me or Lean With It, Rock With It.
Lean With It, Rock With It.
Right.
So this is a good example of Southern Snap. Is this also Atlanta-based?
This is Atlanta-based, yeah.
All right. Jeff, we're just about out of time, but let me ask you, it's kind of an unfair question. You got Hyphy, you got Snap coming out. I mean, either one in the ascendant, or do you see both of them having a long lifespan?
You know, I think both of them will last as long as the kids want to hear it. I'm partially Hyphy because I'm from the Bay Area. I'm going to carry that flag. But, you know, the thing that's interesting is this record by E-40 was produced by Lil Jon from Atlanta, one of the originators of Crunk and one of the forefathers of Snap. So the sounds are coming together.
Giving a little credibility to the early movement there. Jeff Chang is a blogger and writer. He's the author of the book Can't Stop, Won't Stop, A History of Hip Hop. Jeff Chang, thank you so much for joining us on Soundcheck today. Nice
Thanks
to see you again.
Thanks for having me again, Jeff.
In a moment, we'll have a live performance from singer Daryl Sherman and bandleader Vince Giordano of songs from the golden age of the American songbook. One too clean, I want to pop, lock from left to right, lean, vibing to the beat, check my feet.